We learned in our Mishnah that one should refrain from standing in Rosh Sayachid and lean over to have a drink in Rosh Hasaram unless he's mostly over there. Rosh Sayachid is in the Rosh Hasaram. And then why is Akasha? What's the concern here? Is the concern that he's going to bring the Kli back to where he's standing? Well, the Rabbanon are never concerned about that. Look, in the previous Mishnah they said, you can stand in one Rosh Hasaram and handle something in the other Rosh Hasaram. Without any concern of inadvertent transfer. So why in this Mishnah are they concerned? Now Rashi asks Akasha. He says, you know what we're concerned about? Very simple. He's doing a malacha. Look, he's standing with Shusayachid, leaning over into Shusarab, inserting some liquid into his mouth. And where's that liquid going? It's continuing over to his body in the other Rishus. So he's actually transferring something. He's doing a malacha of achnasa. That's the concern now, Mishnah. There's a direct malacha taking place. Says Rashi, no. Apparently, there's no malacha taking place, and Rashi explains like this. Because he's standing with Shusayachat. His mouth is where? In Rosh Hasaram. He's putting the liquid into his mouth. And, as Rashi says, ubipiv heinochim miyad. This is Rashi in Devar Masal, Reish Rabbanon. The last words of Rashi. Ubipiv heinochim miyad. The liquid is coming to rest immediately in his mouth. So the Akira was in Rosh Hasaravim, and the Anacha was likewise in his mouth, which is situated where? In Rosh Hasaravim. Therefore, says Rashi, so truly speaking, there's no Malacha taking place. The Akira and Anacha are both taking place in the same Rosh Hasaravim, in Rosh Hasaravim. Interesting that traces back on Avchaf Amar Aleph, Divra Maschel Lo Yamaid, adds another two aspects to this discussion. He says, firstly, fine, so the liquid lands in his mouth, but it continues onto his body. So there is no concern there as well, because let's remember, a person's mouth is a makom patur. It's not large enough to be considered a separate entity, right? It's not 4x4 tefachim. So although the water, which is being inserted through his mouth, continues over to the rest of his body, which is where? In Rosh Hasayachid, but we know that when something goes through a makom patur, it landed in a makom patur and then proceeded over to the other shus, that makom patur terminates the act. It's mafsik, the act. So it's not considered to be one continuous masa of transfer. So although the Akira was in Shusarabim, and the water eventually ended up in Shusayachid in his body, but it landed in between, in a makom patur, his mouth. And therefore, there's no malacha taking place. And Taisus himself adds another element as well. He says, what happened to the liquid? It's continuing into his body. There's a malacha. Says Taisus, you meant to know that as soon as the water enters his mouth, his throat, and begins to swallow it, there's no more water. Why? It doesn't exist. It's bottle to his body. We no longer reckon with it. It no longer has the status of liquid. So yeah, although the water was inserted in his mouth, in Rosh Hasaravim, and continued on to his body, which is in Rosh Hasayachid, no malacha is taking place whatsoever, because as soon as it reaches his throat, the bliya takes place, and it becomes bottled to his guf. And therefore, there's no malacha at all. So in this halacha, the Mishnah, there's no malacha taking place. The only thing that concerns us is perhaps then inadvertently he'll go ahead and take the kli with the mashkin and bring it back to the rishos hayachid where he is standing, and that indeed seems to be a kasha, because why would we be concerned over here as opposed to the earlier Mishnah where we didn't seem to have that concern standing in one rishos and handling something in the other rishos? So what does the Gemara answer? Amrav Yosef bechafetzim shetzrichim leiv divrako. We're speaking about things that he needs. Rashi explains, even the Rabbanu would agree in a case where he has a kli full of juice that he needs. He needs the mashkin for his current use. And we're concerned that perhaps inadvertently, due to his need, he'll bring the kli to his present location. Now, there's actually a machlokes rishonim how to learn this gemara. So Rashi learns that what's unique over here is because the kli has his liquid, which he needs to drink. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns that it's unrelated to the fact that there's liquid in there. He says, Chafetz matzrichem lo means these are chafetzim that he desires, that he likes, that are nice kelim, which he likes, which he has use for. And since these kelim are nice and attractive, we are concerned that perhaps inadvertently he'll bring it back to the location where he is positioned. So the difference between Rashi and the Rambam is very simple. According to Rashi, it's only because there's liquid in there that he needs to drink. But otherwise, why should we suspect that he'll bring the kli over to his location? Whereas according to the Rambam, it's unrelated to the mashkin, to the content of the kli, rather to the kli itself, which is a nice, pleasant-looking kli, which he might be tempted to bring over to his rishus. So even if there's nothing in there that he needs, but the kli itself is attractive to him, there's a concern there as well. Now, regarding halacha l'maisa, actually, Shulchan Aruch brings both pshatim. So first he brings Rashi's pshat, that there is a concern in the case where there's mashkim in there, which he needs. But then he brings the Yesh Omrim, the Rambam's pshat, that even if there's no liquid in there, but if the kelim are nice and pleasant-looking, which he may be tempted to bring over to his current location, there's a concern of inadvertent transfer, and apparently, halacha l'maisa meant to follow both pshatim.